Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 20 of Jonah. Today's title is The People Repented. David Guzik said, "The word repentance isn't in this passage, but repentance isn't really a word. It's something you do, and these people did repentance." Our text today is Jonah 3, verses 6 through 9. "The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, 'By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water. But let man and beast be covered in sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish.'" Interestingly enough, nowhere in Jonah's message to Nineveh do you find the word repent. Jonah simply told them that in 40 days Nineveh would be overthrown. However, even a pagan city that didn't worship Yahweh knew that repentance was needed for their lives to be saved. When this word of coming destruction reached the king of Nineveh, he responded just like the people did. He removed his robe that signified, "I'm in charge," and covered himself in sackcloth, which symbolized, "I am truly sorry for my sins." Then he publicly sat in ashes as an outward expression of his desperation. Ashes signified the death of the old life and a desire for a new life to begin. The king's repentance did not stop at just his own actions. He issued a proclamation that sent it all over Nineveh. Imagine this sign being posted on every home and street throughout the city: "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish." This is a lot to write on a sign, but Jonah 3:7 says it was published through Nineveh. The king called for a complete fast from food and water. He called for everyone, including animals, to fast. He ordered men and animals to be covered with sackcloth. He commanded that every person call out to God in prayer. Then his decree declared that everyone should repent from their evil ways and turn from the violence done by their hands. And if that wasn't enough, the king closed his edict with the possibility that God might graciously spare them if they got serious about their repentance and their need for God. At that point, the whole city of Nineveh was in a state of fasting and mourning over their sins, crying out to God for salvation. I wonder what would happen today if we had a national leader who feared God the same way the king of Nineveh once did. What would occur if our leaders called us to repentance with the same fervor that the Ninevites displayed? The nation of Israel had a promise from God that he would send revival. But that promise was conditional. It was based on the response of the people. That promise was recorded in the following scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." We serve a God who wants to send revival. However, that revival will only be sent when we see our sins the same way God sees them, when we grieve and mourn over our sins and know that they lead to death. Only then will we beg God for a new life. May we understand the serious nature of our sins and perceive the impending judgment on our actions, so that we will turn from our wicked ways and beg God to save us and send revival. When we respond quickly to God's message, he will send a wave of refreshing renewal over our nation and revive our souls. Here are some questions for today. How is repentance essential for revival? How could you symbolize your sorrow for your sins? How long do you sit before God begging Him to forgive you and pleading for Him to send revival? How can the following scriptures help you call out to God for revival? Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 80:19. Restore us, O Lord of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Psalm 85:6-7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your salvation, and thank you that you can heal our land. I pray that you would show us how to turn from our wicked ways, so that we can repent earnestly, and that you can be at work in our nation. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.